When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's in Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Pennsylvania Mentor, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cablevision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpetman, Glick's, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good morning again, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to another morning edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I've talked to you more this early season in the morning than I have in the evenings, and that just is kind of the nature of the direction the sport is taking. We're seeing a lot more of these dual meet tournaments as opposed to the individual ones that were held under the lights on a Thursday or a Saturday night. I guess the good and bad of that is it's kind of hurt the fan turnout anymore. And boy, those one-on-ones were exciting. We're going to see one of those Thursday night when the Sealands Grove Seals are into town, and that is going to be a barn burner. The good thing is that these guys are going to wrestle, let's see here, 5 matches today. They only have to weigh in once, and if you ask any of those kids out there, they love that. They don't have to make weight 5 times during the season. That's to their advantage. The Braves will start off this morning, and they will take on the Line Mountain Eagles. Line Mountain right now undefeated at 8-0. They were a winner on Thursday night. They've got some pretty good individual wrestlers. Braves will change your lineup around a little bit, and we'll talk about that and about some of the other upcoming matches today, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships. What a way to go.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SCCV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
You'll love the road ahead when you drive the newly refined 2020 Subaru Impreza at W&L Subaru.
It's the perfect time to test drive an Impreza at W&L Subaru while we have lease payments for as low as $179 per month.
The 2020 Subaru Impreza is built for confidence in all driving conditions with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 36 miles per gallon.
Find yours today at W&L Subaru, off Route 11 in Northumberland, or online at WNLSubaru.com.
See W&L Subaru for complete details.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
And we are back at Line Mountain High School for round number one of the Line Mountain Duels. This is their second week in a row. They actually did this last week as well with another bunch of teams. They've done this for a couple years. Again, the format is teams come in here. They're going to wrestle five times, got to make weight once. They will have JV bouts in between, so the whole idea is to try and get as much wrestling in as you possibly can, which is the other good part of this. I like the format. I really do, because I enjoy coming for the day and watching the entire team. It's not necessarily as easy to get the fans to follow, and I'm sure we'll see a fairly sparse crowd here. We've already got a good number of the Shikellamy Braves fans, parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles sitting here in the main gymnasium directly to my rear. So a good following from up county for the Shikellamy Braves as they take on the Line Mountain Eagles. They are undefeated at 8-0. And I was talking with one of the Line Mountain coaches. Of course, what we were talking about was way before his time, when back in the 80s, the Shikellamy Line Mountain dual meet had to be moved to the Shamokin High School Gymnasium because this little bandbox wouldn't nearly fit the crowd that they used to get for those. But those days are gone. There is another gym down the hallway where there are another two mats. So teams do get a one-match break, but other than that, they're wrestling the whole day, keeping these kids busy. And like I said, getting a lot of matches both on the varsity and JV level. Always good. The Braves have gone through their pre-match warm-ups, and they're going to be sporting some not huge changes, but some minor changes in their lineup. Cade Balestrini, who, while we were gone, won the Conestoga Valley Tournament, will stay at 138. He's wrestled all the way up at 145, depending on where the Braves need him. So he will be at 138. Colton Semko making the drop to 145, where he's wrestled the tournaments. The big news is Drew Balestrini back into the lineup. Drew with a shoulder ailment will be able to wrestle today. The not-so-good news, the Braves still waiting to fill out some of those weight classes, like 106 pounds and 113 pounds. Damian Wolf will go at 120 today for the Shikellamy Braves, so the Braves will have those two lightweight forfeits. So, again, love to have those weights filled. We understand there's a prospect for 106, and Damian has been to 100. And 13, of course, that leaves us a 120 hole. But so those are the changes that we're going to see in the Braves lineup here this morning and this afternoon. Well, the Braves, after they wrestled here, will wrestle four more times before they head on back up the highway. We'll talk about that and more right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles. For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Mark and Troy here. Can you tell I'm excited? It's the Red Tag sales event. We only have it once a year. Special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $10,000. And over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to Lion Mountain High School. The Braves and the Lion Mountain Eagles set to tangle here in the first round of the Lion Mountain duels. Lion Mountain 8-0, Shikellamy 1-3. After they're done here, the Braves have a match off. They will then take on the Lewisburg Green Dragons. And a lot of the fans will recognize the name of their head coach, Brett Michaels, coached at Shikellamy for many years. Of course, is a Shikellamy graduate, along with his brother Tommy. Saw them come in, didn't get a chance to talk to them yet. I will spend some time with the Michaels brothers a little bit later on in the day. They will be the Braves' next opponent. Lewisburg comes in with a record of 6-5. The Braves will then take on the Pittston area Patriots. They are 5-3, and this is the team the Braves wrestled a number of years ago, back when they used to have the sub-regionals in the early years of the state team tournament. They wrestled Pittston 1 year up there in Pittston to qualify for the state tournament. After Pittston, it'll be Pequay Valley, a brand new team to the Braves schedule. They've never wrestled Pequay Valley, and they are located south of Lancaster and then Hanover area. And there's actually two Hanovers in Pennsylvania. There's Hanover, Pennsylvania, and then there's Hanover area, which is up around the Wilkes-Barre area. This is the Wilkes-Barre-Hanover area. They have a record of 1-5, and they will be the Braves' fifth opponent here today. So as I look around the gym, the Braves have concluded their warm-ups. The mat in front of me is empty. Lion Mountain probably warming up in their mat room. To my left on mat number two will be Lewisburg and Pequay Valley. The other thing I also noticed is State and National Wrestling Hall of Famer Joe Cesari with the referee stripes on, apparently going to be calling the Lewisburg Pequay Valley, so I'm sure we'll get to see old Joe, great friend, and, well, like I said, a Hall of Famer. I wonder how many of the Lion Mountain fans here remember when he would bring in his North Schuylkill teams in the days before they had the state team championships, and whoever won that match between North Schuylkill and Lion Mountain most likely was going to be the top-ranked dual meet team at the end of the season. They had some great matches here for many years. Of course, Joe now retired from coaching. I believe he was a superintendent down at Williams Valley for a while, started the wrestling program back up down at Williams Valley, and now I think all he does is make pizzas at Knoebels Grove, pretty good pizzas too. I'm sure that many of our listeners have had some of the Cesari's pizza that is over by the haunted house, and that is Joe that takes care of you over there. So we are just moments away from the start of this bout between the Braves and the Line Mountain Eagles. We're still waiting for the Eagles to come out, and by far the largest group of fans in the gym right now, the Shikellamy fans. Like I said, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, sitting here behind me waiting for the start of this dual meet. And the Braves have brought, they bring everybody. Because first of all, you never know in these day-long tournaments if you're going to get an injury and you've got to fill in some people. And so you've got to bring everybody. But the other good thing is that now they are showing some respect to the junior varsity wrestlers, and they're making sure that those young ladies and gentlemen get some matches, much like they did when Shikellamy had their quad meet down at the field house back before Christmas. So didn't used to be that way, and as a result, competition numbers have dwindled. Hopefully this will help pick them up. One of the other rules that the PIAA changed this year is that you are allowed to take your JV wrestlers to tournaments with you. Now, they do not score. You designate one wrestler per weight for your scoring, but they insert those other wrestlers into the bracket to give them a chance to get a couple of matches in. Usually not easy because they're going to be a very low seed, so they're going to get somebody tough right away, but sometimes you got to take your spankings to get better. So still waiting Line Mountain to come out. And we are just moments away from the start of this match. Some of the other matches that are taking place, as I mentioned, Lewisburg and Pequay Valley off to our left. Pittston and Wyalusing, who the Braves will not wrestle, will be down in the other gymnasium. And the Milton Black Panthers in action here. Of course, Milton will be taking on the Braves later on this season. And Pocono Mountain West, I couldn't remember if it was West or East, Pocono Mountain West taking on the Milton Black Panthers down in the auxiliary gym. The other two teams that are here that have this first round off, Hanover Area and Tamaqua. So pretty good slate of wrestling today. One of the things as I went through the weigh-in sheets that I noticed, not a lot of heavyweights. And the Braves have three, but there's a number of teams that do not have heavyweights, and that is something I don't quite understand. It's a little easier to understand not having a 106-pounder, impossible to understand that you don't have a 138 or 145-pounder. But, you know, there's lots of kids that could qualify for that heavyweight division, and so we need to get those competition numbers back up. There's a lot of teams without heavyweights, so our big guys are going to go some matches without weights because they brought all three of them. Line Mountain open at heavyweight, and I would expect that we would see they've got a very good 220-pounder in Dominic Bridey. I would think it would be to their advantage to bump Bridey up to heavyweight. So we shall see what they are going to do there. So we are just about ready to get underway. But before we do that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Welcome back to the Line Mountain Gymnasium. The Shikellamy Braves at 1-3. Line Mountain Eagles, they are 8-0. Captains have met at the middle of the mat, shook hands, and we are ready to rock and roll. 138 pounds is where we will start. The Braves would like to get Cade Balestrini on Ian Collar. Line Mountain has to send their wrestler first. So we will see, and I'm going to have to identify these wrestlers the old-fashioned way by listening to who the fans are yelling for. So it definitely is Cade Balestrini for the Braves, senior at 12-1. Let's see, Ian Collar did weigh in, so I'm going to guess this is Ian Collar because that is who Coach Pete Solomon wanted to wrestle here. Yeah, I'd have to say that this is definitely a 12-6 wrestler. So we will say it is Ian Collar. Collar, a three-year starter for the Eagles. Mike Martz, the head coach. And we are underway. Wrestlers on their feet, tie up. Collar ties up heavy on the head of Balestrini. Balestrini looking to set up his duck under in on a double. Dumps Collar to the mat. Two-point takedown for Cade Balestrini. He jumps out early by the score of 2-0. Tries to lace a leg in. Collar catches it. Wrestles on the mat, laying side by side, and we're going to get a stalemate stop in the action. .105 to go in the first period. Collar back into the center. He's set. Balestrini hands in the optional start and will drop down with a tight waist, rolls Collar through. They stand, and a one-point escape for Collar. Head inside single by Balestrini. Working hard. Tucks the left leg in, sits Collar to the mat. Two-point takedown, Balestrini. Collar sits, looks to the inside. Balestrini tight waist. Chops off on the right arm, flattens him out. And with 35 seconds, lets him up to his knees. Gets to the side, now he's going to let him up. Escape for Collar. Collar right back in on the attack. Duck under by Balestrini. Breaks Collar down. Traps the arm, and he's got him on his back. Came up off of the legs quickly. Trapped the left arm into the side. And is going to pick up three near fall points as Collar rolls back to his stomach. Wasn't going to pin him with that. But with time winding down, And trying to put him over again. That is the end of the first period. 11-3, the lead for Shiklamy's Cade Ballestrini. In the while we were away category, Ballestrini a winner at the Conestoga Valley Tournament, as was Adam Young. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Ballestrini on the bottom, turns underneath, clears the hips. Picks collar up, puts him to the mat. 2-point reversal for Ballestrini, 13-3. Cade Ballestrini with a major decision, working towards a technical fall. He gets a lot of those. Power half left, getting a little high with the ride. Working on the forearm. Very close to the edge of the mat. And stalling on collar. Back in the center, Ballestrini going to let Collar up. Collar stands, turns, 1-point escape for Ian Collar. 13-4 lead for Ballestrini. Ballestrini in deep on a double. Gathers the leg of Collar. Collar hangs onto the head, and Ballestrini goes. He attacks the head and puts Collar on his back. Collar still hanging on tight to that head. Now leaves go, comes to his side. Ballestrini with him on his back. Collar trying to scrooch out of bounds. Ballestrini has him tight. Comes up under the head, up under the arm, pulls up. Full body weight on the upper body of Collar. Referee down looking, and he pins him. That's big for the Braves. 3 minutes and 44 seconds of the second period. The Braves go out on top by the score of 6-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070, WKOK Sunbury, and online at WKOK.com.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
And we are back, 145 pounds. Colton Semko, a sophomore for the Braves at 3-8. Max Bingaman for the Line Mountain Eagles. And Semko has Bingaman on his back. Max Bingaman is a 1-8 sophomore. And Semko has him in a world of hurt right now, as he's got him in the middle of the mat on his back, pulling up on the arm, pressuring on the shoulders. Referee down looking. Semko, and he pins him. Colton Semko makes quick work of Max Bingham in 1 minute and 5 seconds of the first period, and the Braves are up 12-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hey, everyone. Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup, and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
And we are back, 152 pounds. Drew Ballestrini seeing the first action of the season. The Brave junior is 0-0. He'll wrestle junior Bryce Carl. Carl is 11-6. Good to see Drew back in the singlet, and a nice arm pass by Balestrini puts him up by the score of 2-0 as they go off the edge of the mat. And it will be Joe Cesari refereeing this. So apparently they are refereeing two matches and then off and then two matches. Balestrini on top. Collar tie from the right side. Breaks Bryce Carl to his stomach. Carl trying to clear the arms. 2-on-1 on the right arm by Balestrini. Now goes 2-on-1 on the left arm as he steps out to the left side. Steps back to the right side. Getting a little high as Carl gets the leg, pulls him off. Balestrini scrambles back around to the rear, stays in control. 43 seconds to go as Carl stands. Balestrini breaks him back down again. Working from the rear. Outside leg stand-up attempt by Carl. Balestrini puts him back to his knees. Working hard on the right side. Now breaks Carl down, goes to the left side, cross faces right. Trying to get the arm pry on the right side. Carl bellies out, keeps that arm away. Half Nelson right by Balestrini. Carl peels it off. Carl to his knees. Balestrini a deep, tight waist. And that is the end of the first period. A 2-0 lead for Shikellamy's Drew Balestrini. Braves lead 12-0. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Balestrini down on the mat. He'll sit back in on Bryce Carl. Slaps a half Nelson in on the right side. Breaks him back down to his knees. Carl working from the right side. Balestrini presses back to his base. Stands. Carl hangs on to the ankle. Balestrini trying to step away and does. Runs away from Carl. Entertaining the fans with that high step. Shoots in on the far leg. He's in deep on the right leg. Carl sprawls. Close to a stalemate, and there it is. Balestrini saw that leg open, but it was the back leg, not the one you want to shoot at. Back on their feet. Now Carl in on a leg. Switches from a single to a double. Sits Balestrini to the mat. Balestrini ties up between the legs. Pair down on the mat, scrambling. Carl pops the arm free. 2-point takedown for Bryce Carl. That tightens the score to 3-2. Power half left. Now half Nelson right, Balestrini to his knees. Carl with a tight waist, bundles the left arm, tries to roll him over onto his shoulders. Puts a deep bar arm in on the left arm, flattens Balestrini out. The referee taking a good hard look at that bar. Balestrini stands, Carl drops to the ankles, tackles him back to the mat. Balestrini trying to crawl away, and we've got a warning for stalling on Bryce Carl for hanging on to the ankles. 7 seconds to go in the second period. Yeah, one of the questions I had coming in was Drew Balestrini's fitness, obviously very tired. Balestrini, Granby roll attempt. Carl follows. And that is the end of the second period. The score 3-2. Balestrini continues to lead Line Mountain's Bryce Carl. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Balestrini will be on top. Carl set. Balestrini on top. And Balestrini going to be cautioned. Didn't place his hand correctly on the navel. And now we're back underway. Carl trying to come to his feet. Balestrini pressure forward. breaks him back down to his knees. Balestrini on the wrist. Laces the leg in on the right side. Letting his hips slide down a little bit. Carl can feel it. Tries to roll through. Trying to sit Balestrini to his hips now. Drew gets the hips up. Still has the leg in. Can't drop to that right hip though. Now gets in a better position. Power half on the left side. Goes half Nelson right. Carl up on all fours. Balestrini lets the leg go. Carl stands 1 point escape. We're tied at three. Takedown wins it with a minute to go. On their feet, they lock up, and they will step off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Wrestlers lock up. Carl with a stalling call. He drops in on the leg of Balestrini. Balestrini whizzers. Trying to fight off Carl very near the edge of the mat. And they do go off the edge of the mat neutral. No takedown for Bryce Carl. But Carl getting in on that leg now twice on Balestrini relatively easily. Balestrini, quick shot on the whistle. In deep on the right leg. Carl sprawls. Balestrini takes the arm. Dumps Carl. Carl gets back to his knees. Trying to clear the arm of Balestrini. 18 seconds. Carl circles. Balestrini keeps circling with him. Carl butt drag comes around behind. And 2 point takedown with 10 seconds to go. Bryce Carl with the takedown. And he will come away with a 5-3 decision with just 10 seconds to go. That'll make the score Shikellamy 12, Line Mountain 3. We're back with the 160-pounders right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back 160 pounds for the Brave senior. Baron Emmerich is 7-5. I believe that this is Matty Collar. Collar is 6-2. Takes Emmerich down, puts him right over onto his back. Emmerich rolls through. I don't think he got a count, but he's got a deep bar arm sunk in on Emmerich. Trying to run the arm into some near fall points. Baron back to his knees. Line Mountain had a choice of two here, either Matty Collar or Riley Heim. I believe Heim's probably going to bump up and wrestle 170. Working hard on the right side is Collar. Has not given Baron Emmerich any breathing room whatsoever since taking him down. Baron Emmerich to his knees. Collar 1-1 on the right arm. Trying to double him up. Now goes to work to the rear. Flattens Emmerich out. Working on the far arm is Matty Collar. And Emmerich going to be warned for stalling on the bottom. Didn't be able to do anything. Collar is all over him. Emmerich to his knees. Collar working right side. Emmerich clears the hands. Comes up on all fours. Collar tight waist. Emmerich stands, turns, and with 2 seconds left, Collar takes him off the edge of the mat to maintain control. Wrestlers burn off 2 seconds, and we will go into the second period. Maddie Collar leading 2-0. Used to be easy to tell who the other wrestler was by listening to the cheerleaders. Wrestling teams don't bring cheerleaders anymore. They used to get up and cheer their name and do flips and cartwheels and yell their name and come down the split and yell their name. Nowhere to be seen. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Shiklemy's Baron Emmerich on top. Collar sits back in. Emmerich follows back to their knees. Emmerich right side. Collar stands, turns, knife through. 1 point escape. Maddie Collar with a 3-0 lead. Right away on the attack. Collar. Emmerich sprawls. Front headlock by Baron Emmerich. Now over and under hook, they'll go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Apart. Now they tie up. And Collar with his headgear wrapped around his neck. Going to stop it. The bout. And they're back underway. Collar moves in. Russian hook on the left arm. Collar wraps it around the waist of Emmerich. Emmerich with the whizzer. They will go off the edge of the mat. ...56 seconds to go in the second period. On their feet, Collar in deep on the right leg of Baron Emmerich whizzers. Collar elevates the leg, steps past, 2-point takedown, and puts Baron Emmerich right to his back. Collar attacks the head. He's got Emmerich in a world of hurt right now as he comes in with a reverse Nelson, pulls up on the far arm. Emmerich fights off of his back. 3-point near fall for Maddie Collar, and he's working on a major decision now with an 8-0 lead. Half Nelson as he steps to the right side on Baron Emmerich. Emmerich slides the arm free. Collar traps the right arm in a bar on his back. Steps to the left side, puts in a half Nelson. Can't get Emmerich over. That is the end of the second period. 8-0 lead for Maddie Collar over Shikalimi's Baron Emmerich. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Baron Emmerich of Shikalimi on the bottom. He's set. Collar gets on top, and we're back underway. Collar with a tight waist. Collar working right side, turks the legs of Emmerich. Has Emmerich on his side. Puts a bar in on the right arm. Now cross facing. Loses the turk on the legs. Picks it up, steps back in. Takes a big step. He's got a deep turk in this time, slowly working with a half Nelson. Reaches under, takes the far arm of Emmerich, pulls it under. Steps away from the turk, still not able to get Emmerich anywhere close to pinning him. He's going to get 3 near fall points. Now he gets him over onto his back. Comes up under the arms, applying pressure. Emmerich keeping that right shoulder up. Got a long way to go, but he gets pinned. 5:14, the time of the fall for Maddie Collar. That'll make the score 12-9 in favor of the Braves. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
And we are back, 170 pounds. Gage Wolf, a sophomore for the Braves, 7-6, 11-7, senior Riley Heim. And Wolf, single leg takedown. Heim, a real nice wrist roll, comes out. That was Heimbach with a wrist roll. Wolf with the presence of mind to square his hips and get away and give one instead of two. So the score now 2-1. In favor of Shikellamy's Gage Wolf. Back on their feet. I'm a tall, lanky wrestler. Work back to the center. Gage Wolf won a medal down at the Conestoga Valley Tournament over the Christmas holiday. I believe he was sixth. I have to look back and see for sure. Tough tournament. Of course, the Braves for years went to the Mannheim Lions Holiday Tournament at Mannheim Central. That tournament fizzled out, and they haven't held it for the last 2 years, which is a shame because that was at one time one of the toughest tournaments in the nation. Wolf duck under, comes up under the arms of Heimbach, breaks him to the mat, two-point takedown. Wolf of Shikellamy with a 4-1 lead, now working left side, one-on-one. 10 seconds to go. Riding very tight hips. 2-on-1. Might not get anything out of it now, but he's taking some gas out of the tank of Riley Heimbach by doing that. That is the end of the first period. And Shikellamy's Gage Wolf with a 4-1 lead. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wolf on the bottom. He gets down on the mat quickly. Heimbach sits him back. Wolf stands. Works on the hands. On their feet. Heimbach trying to pick Wolf up and does. Breaks him back to the mat. Wrestling near the edge of the mat. Wrestles on the knees. Now Wolf trying to stand. Heimbach breaks him down again. Heimbach has the wrist weight on the upper body. Tough to get away from. Stalemate stop in the action, says referee Joe Cesari. Wrestlers will come back in, reset. Wolf on the bottom, and he's going to get cautioned. Didn't have his knee right. Now they'll try again. Heimbach, tight waist. Chops off in the arm. Gage Wolf struggling on the bottom. Tries an inside leg stand. Heimbach. Pressure forward, breaks him back down. Heimbach steps to the left side. Wolf again trying to stand. Heimbach gathers the left arm under. Wolf back to his knees. Right now, Heimbach doing a lot of parallel riding. There, Cesari talking to him. Wolf stands, turns. Puts weight on his left leg, frees the leg, and he is free. Leads 5-1. 13 seconds to go. Wrestlers in the center pawing at each other. That'll be the end of the second period. Gage Wolf of Shikellamy, a 5-1 lead. over Riley Heimbach of Line Mountain. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Heimbach on the bottom. Wolf goes to work with his tight waist. Collar tie from the left side. Heimbach outside leg stand. Tries a standing switch. Wolf breaks him back down. Heimbach back to his knees. Wolf 2-on-1 on the left arm. Gage Wolf working left side. Keeping his weight on the wrists. Referee chiding the wrestlers to let's go. Wolf trying to hang on to that 2-on-1 on the left arm. Heimbach finally clears it. Wolf back to the collar tie left. Keeps pressure forward. Heimbach stands again. Standing switch. And a one-point escape for Riley Heimbach. We are at 5-2 with 45 seconds to go in the bout. Wrestlers on their feet. Heimbach a shot from way out. Wolf front head and arm. Snaps Heimbach to his knees. Wolf with a front head and arm. He's got it tight. Big step around behind. 2-point takedown for Gage Wolf. He leads 7-2 with 10 seconds to go. Cross face. And Heimbach stands. And that is the end of the match. 7-2. Nice win by Gage Wolf. That'll put the Braves up 15-9. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
All right, now we got to figure things out. The Braves have forfeited at 182. I got to believe that was Jacob Feese. And I think they are moving Gage Ashton up to wrestle Cal King. The King. With a takedown. And he's got Ashton in some trouble here. Yeah, hold on, I'll find out for sure.
Is that Cale King?
King, he's got Ashton in trouble. And he pins him. 49 seconds of the first period. Cale King with the fall. So after the forfeit, let's see, the Braves 15, 9 and 6 are 15, and now 21 for the Eagles. 15-21 in favor of the Eagles. As we head into 220 pounds. And I got to believe that Adam Young's going to get a forfeit. Yes, indeed he will. So we are tied at 21-21. As we head into heavyweight. All right. Try and get this all straightened out. All right, so 15. The Braves get 6 there. So, yes, it is 21-21. And what we have is Dominic Bridie for Line Mountain, a junior at 6-1. And he will be wrestling Shikellamy's Jake Reedy. Got to check because the Braves have possible 3 wrestlers here. And, boy, I'll tell you what a weight difference. Dominic Bridie weighing in at 199 pounds. Let's see where Reedy's at. Reedy is in at, Bridie in on the leg of Reedy. Reedy 248, so about a 50-pound difference. Reedy to his feet, trying to step away from Bridie, and they go off the edge of the mat. Dominic Bridie most likely will be a 195-pounder by the end of the season. Bridie with a 2-0 lead. Working left side.
Put your knees up. Put your knees up. That's it. That's
flattens
it.
Reedy down. Reedy back to his knees. Bridie working hard. Reedy stands. Posts the hands. 1 point escape for Jake Reedy. 2-1 lead for Dom Bridie. Locked up head to head. Reedy leaning hard in on Bridie, moving him around. Again, 50-pound weight difference here between these two. Collar tie. Bridie trying to snap Reedy down. And that is the end of the first period of wrestling. Dominic Bridie with a 2-1 lead over Shikellamy's Jake Reedy. Again, after forfeit, fall forfeit, we are tied at 21. 2-point takedown by Bridie as the pair start the second period on their feet. Now working hard in a power half on the left side. 4-1 lead for Bridie, working hard on the left side of Jake Reedy. Hey, he's got Reedy on his back. Referee down, looking, counting. Not a lot of room under that right shoulder, and he pins him. 2 minutes and 49 seconds of the second period. The move pays off for the Line Mountain Eagles of the fall at heavyweight. 27-21, the Eagles lead the Braves, and we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070. WKOK.
You'll love the road ahead when you drive the newly refined 2020 Subaru Impreza at W&L Subaru.
It's the perfect time to test drive an Impreza at W&L Subaru while we have lease payments for as low as $179 per month.
The 2020 Subaru Impreza is built for confidence in all driving conditions with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 36 miles per gallon.
Find yours today at W&L Subaru, off Route 11 in Northumberland, or online at WNLSubaru.com.
See W&L Subaru for complete details.
And we are back, and in the category of while you were away, the Braves showed that they have not been able to come up with any lightweight wrestlers. A forfeit at 106 to Brody Long, a 7 and freshman. A forfeit at 113 to Aiden Kreitzer, a sophomore. His first action of the season, 0-0. And all of a sudden, what was 21-21 is now 39-21 in favor of the Eagles. 120 pounds, Damian Wolf, a senior for the Braves, 4-6, 6-5 freshman, Lane Shadel. Lane, the son of Line Mountain state champion Brett Schadel back in 1995, according to the banner here to my right at 152 pounds. Wrestlers to the center of the mat, and we're underway. Wolf ties up. Schadel in, looks for a leg. Tries to headlock Wolf. Wolf, he's not able to roll him through. Schadel still hasn't collected the points, still has the head. Wolf comes through, now back heels Schadel. Two-point takedown. That is senior to freshman experience right there. Two-point lead, or 2-0 lead for Damian Wolf, who laces the leg in on the right side. Gets a little high with his leg ride. Gets real high with his leg ride. Schadel trying to pull him off. Reaches up, takes a head. Wrestlers on their knees. Now Schadel up on all fours. And Damian Wolf wisely flees that situation and gives up the escape. 2-1, and we've got blood, possibly. It's like a wound on the arm of Lane Schadel. Two more matches after this. 126 will be the Braves Art Scoff against Blake Wirt. And then we will finish up with Caleb Yoder against Mason Leeshock. Stop the blood. We're back underway. Wrestler's center mat. Schadel trying to control the right arm. Looks, shoots in on the left leg of Wolf. Wolf sprawls. Sprawls. Schadel steps into a double. Wolf clears the leg. Whizzers. Whizzering hard. Schadel traps the leg. Breaks Wolf to the mat. Two-point takedown for Lane Schadel. And he leads 3-2. 20 seconds to go. Wolf steps over top of the leg from underneath. Schadel getting very high. Wolf pops his arm through. Sits back through. Turns. Schadel catches the arm and puts Wolf on his back. Oh, man. Two-point near fall for Schadel at the buzzer and a 5-2 lead. Wow. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Wolf in the bottom. Schadel inserts the left leg and puts Wolf into a spread eagle. He's got him spread wide open on the mat. Referee going to call potentially dangerous and a three-point near fall for Brett Schadel. I don't know. I think Wolf must have yelled out. But the three-point near fall now makes a score 8-2 in favor of Line Mountain Schadel. Trainer out tending to Damian Wolf. Well, it's the same story as we've seen earlier in the season. Braves just don't bring enough battle bots with them. Too many of the forfeit brothers on the team this year. Braves need to fill some of those weights. They can only bounce what they've got around so much. Appears as Wolf will be okay. He's up. Kind of hard to tell because he wears a face mask, so you kind of hard to read facial expressions, but he's shaking his head, yeah. He's going to be able to continue. It's a assistant coach Tim Bodish pats him on the head and says, go get him, son. Wolf set. Shadle on top. They're back underway. Wolf sits back in on Shadle. Shadle tight waist. Back pressure by Wolf. Shadle breaks him back to his knees. Grapevines the leg. Puts him in the spread eagle again. This time Wolf rolls through. Takes the leg of Shadle. Two-point near fall for Shadle. He's got the leg. This time cross faces Wolf to his back. Wolf fights to his stomach. Three-point near fall. 13-2 lead. Power half left by Shadle. Puts Wolf on his back again. He's got him tight and he pins him. 3 minutes and 5 seconds of the second period. Lane Shadle with the fall. That'll ice the win for the Line Mountain Eagles. 45-21. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
And we're back. 126 pounds for the Braves. Art Scoff, sophomore 3-4. 16-2 senior Blake Wirt for the Line Mountain Eagles. And Wirt takes Scoff down, puts him on his back, and pins him in 39 seconds of the first period. And with that, the score now 51-21 in favor of Line Mountain, and we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
When it's time, do it right. With a full-service, full-time hearing center. The Northumberland Hearing Center, featuring premier Signia hearing instruments. Northumberland Hearing Center, hearing solutions for all budgets and lifestyles with Signia by Siemens, right here in Norton.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
NorthumberlandHearingCenter.com.
And we are back, 132 pounds, last match of the morning for the Braves. Caleb Yoder, sophomore 2-8, 9-7 sophomore. Mason Leshock. Leshock with a textbook near arm far leg. Takes Yoder to the mat, Turks the legs, puts Yoder on his back. Now Yoder has fought through and bellied out, but a 4-0 lead very quickly for Mason Leshock. And the Braves came in here last year and we were able to knock off the Line Mountain Eagles, but the Eagles getting a measure of revenge today. Match was close early. Forfeits killed the Braves. Leshock, I should say forfeits and some pretty darn good wrestlers for the Line Mountain Eagles. Make no mistake about it, this is a good wrestling team. Leshock has Wolf on his back. Got the figure four on the head. Excuse me, Yoder, not Wolf. Three-point near fall for Leshock. Tight waist, bar arm left. 7-0 lead for Mason Leshock. He's going to stack Yoder over again. He's got him in trouble. Referee looking. Caleb, keep that left shoulder up. Leshock applies the pressure. Yoder rolls over. Brings up his right shoulder. Leshock back across and saved by the bell. 3-point near fall, 10-0 lead for Mason Leshock over Shikalimi's Caleb Yoder. A Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Leshock on the bottom. He's set. Yoder on top. Yoder with a tight waist, a high bridge by Leshock as Yoder rolls him through. Just a 1 second near fall count. No points awarded. Leshock turns in on Yoder. Yoder with a double. Gathers the legs. Sits Yoder down and going to get a locking hands call. 0.4. Leshock on the locking hands. 11-0 lead for Mason Leshock. Granby roll attempt by Leshock. Yoder with the tight waist holds him there, but again, just for 1 second. So no points. Yoder with a tight waist. Chops off on the arm. Maintains control of Mason Leshock. Oh, had the bar arm in. Leshock cleared it. And we've got stalling on top on Caleb Yoder. Leshock sits, looks to the inside for the switch. Yoder takes the ankle. Leshock turns. He's got Yoder in a cradle. Puts him on his back. Stacks him to his side. Stacks him over onto his back. Walks back. Referee down looking. Leshock trying to settle him, and he pins him. Three minutes and 39 seconds of the second period. Mason Leshock ends the dual meet with a fall. 57-21 the final score. Lion Mountain over the Braves. We'll be back with a wrap-up, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Now is your chance to plan a Valentine's night out at the Front Street Station, number 2 Front Street in Northumberland. Take your special someone for a date night at the Front Street with a half-price Susquehanna Valley deal. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. Just make sure you get online and click on half-price Susquehanna Valley Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. This offer is limited, so be online right at 9 to get your $50 Front Street Station gift card for just $25 with half-price Susquehanna Valley from WKOK.com.
Hey babe, have you seen MacGyver? I think he's hiding because he knows we're going to the vet.
He's already in the car!
Ever since I started taking my dog, MacGyver, to Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg, he loves going to the vet. We walk in, there's animal TV on for him, then the loving staff treats him like royalty for all of his checkups. I get all of his medications there, any of his tests done, and dental cleanings. You'll not find a more loving, compassionate veterinary office than Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg at myanimalcarehospital.com or on Facebook. They really mean it when they say that they love what they do. Hospital Drive, Lewisburg.
From floating in a saltwater tank to chowing down on some delicious pierogies, we've had some amazing experiences on In Your Neighborhood. The cool thing is that we've only scratched the surface of what the Central Susquehanna Valley has to offer. So join us as we stop by interesting businesses and organizations or introduce you to one of our many talented residents each month on IYN on SECV 8, exclusively on Service Electric Cablevision Channels 8 and 508 HD.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
There's a proverb that states, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. I'm Ben Wilhelm from Lone Oak Financial Services. Did you know that statistics show that many people neglect to use an advisor when planning for retirement and their financial future? Studies have shown that there is a measurable benefit to working with an advisor. At Lone Oak, we believe there is wisdom in working with us, as we take a holistic approach to financial and retirement planning. This includes asset management, income planning, healthcare and Medicare solutions, life insurance and long-term care needs, and cash flow analysis. I look forward to meeting with you at Lone Oak Financial Services, Commerce Avenue, Sealands Grove. Visit us at loneoakfinancial.com.
Registered with and securities investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services and Lone Oak Financial Services are not affiliated companies.
And we are back at Line Mountain High School, where the Eagles have wrapped up a 57-21 win over the Shikellamy Braves in round one of the Line Mountain duels. Still wrestling Lewisburg and Pequay Valley. Looks like the score 32-11 in favor of the Lewisburg Green Dragons, which will be the Braves' next opponent after they take one round off. I was looking to see if any of the Braves' JVs were going to be getting any matches. They're not going to be wrestling here. Maybe they're down in the other gym. I don't know, because all the Braves have picked up their gear and headed down the hallway where they will wrestle their next meet against the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Taking a look at how things went off here this morning, we started at 138 pounds, and it was a game of cat and mouse early on. Shikellamy coach Pete Solomon told me they wanted to get Cade Balestrini and Ian Collar, both the Braves and Line Mountain wrestled or weighed in two wrestlers at 138. That's the matchup he wanted, Collar being the better of the two. And it was Balestrini with a rare pin, 3 minutes and 44 seconds. He leads the team in tech falls, gets a lot of those, but pinned Collar, 344, put the Braves up 6-0. Colton Semko and taking on Max Bingaman really made this move look great. Semko with a fall, first period fall in 1:05. The Braves go up 12-0. At 152 pounds, Drew Balestrini back into the lineup for the first time this season. And the fitness showed. Balestrini came out, did some good stuff early, and then ran out of gas. Bryce Carl with a takedown with 10 seconds to go. Wins 5-3 over Balestrini, 12-3 at that point in favor of the Braves. 160 pounds, Baron Emmerich runs into another one of those Collar kids. They got two of them, both of them pretty darn good. Baron Emmerich found out in 5 minutes and 14 seconds when Matty Collar pinned him, tightening the score to 12-9. 170 pounds, Gage Wolf coming off a good holiday wrestling tournament season with a 7-2 win over Riley Heimbach. And that was every bit of a 7-2 win. That was a blue-collar match, no doubt about it. Those two kids worked. Two equally matched up kids, good match, won by Wolf 7-2. The Braves then forfeiting to Jacob Feast, who is 11-3, moving Gage Ashton up to wrestle Kale King. Didn't matter, King got the fall in 49 seconds over Ashton, so the Braves lose 12 there. 220 pounds, Adam Young, a winner at Conestoga Valley over Christmas. He knew he wasn't going to wrestle. He talked about it before the match. He knew they were going to move Dominic Bridey away from him, and that's exactly what happened. Adam Young with a forfeit. They bumped Bridey up to wrestle Jake Reedy. Bridey gets the fall in 249, so the score at that point, 27-21 in favor of Line Mountain. But here come the forfeit brothers, Frank and Freddie. Forfeit for the Braves, Brody Long getting the forfeit at 106. Aiden Kreitzer, the forfeit at 113. And the Line Mountain Eagles would not look back from that point, 39-21. 120 pounds, Damian Wolf against Lane Shadle. Wolf came out, got the early takedown, but Shadle looking good with those legs. Sure as old man taught him that. 3 minute and 5 second fall over Damian Wolf, 45-21. 126 pounds, Blake Work makes short work of Art Scoff in 39 seconds, the time of the fall, 51-21. And at 132, Mason Leeshock, a 3 minute and 39 second fall over Shikellamy's Caleb Yoder. Final score 57-21 in favor of the Line Mountain Eagles. As I mentioned, the Braves will have a match off. They will then head on down the hallway to take on the Lewisburg Green Dragons. They will also wrestle the Piston Patriots, Pequay Valley, whose nickname I have no idea who they are, and Hanover likewise, I don't know. Braves should be favored in those, in at least the last three. Going to be a tough match against Lewisburg again. Forfeits are going to be the difference. And unfortunately, every team here has them. As I look through the weigh-in sheets, it doesn't look like anybody has a full side. And as I mentioned before, lots of heavyweights missing. The big guy's not coming out for the sport anymore. I don't understand that. So, from the Line Mountain High School, where again the final score, Line Mountain 57, Shikellamy 21. The Braves will be back in action this coming Thursday when they take on the Seals Grove Seals in the Lockup Gymnasium. Don't think that the Seals aren't coming in thinking they can finally win for the first time since 1978. That will be a barn burner. We will be there if you cannot. And if you can be there, bring your headset. We'll talk. Even though I'm leaving the air right now, the Braves still have a full schedule of wrestling today. So join me on my Facebook page, and with the lousy Wi-Fi they have here, I will try and keep you up to date on the wrestling action, what the Braves are doing. I might even throw in a Facebook Live on some of the matches here and there. So I'll keep you up to date there. For Nick Thompson, pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back again when the Braves throw it down in the resolute. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling. This is a WKOK Sports presentation. Good morning.